In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to day one of the Spring 2025 Sharathon edition of the Hamilton Corner. My name is Abraham Hamilton III. I am the host of this program, joined by the corner contingent right across from me, Sharathon Bobby Rosa. And in the screening room, producer extraordinaire, often imitated, never duplicated, the real Jay Mack. Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to rock and roll with today's Sharathon edition of the program. I want to make sure I give this number often and early so you can have the number readily available to you. That number is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. That is the number that you can use to call Sharathon Central to make your pledge, to make your gift, to communicate your material support for the work that we're doing here at American Family Radio and the American Family Association. One of the things that I enjoy in being here is that we don't have any contracts with big corporate sponsors. We don't have, you know, any, you know, big pharma ads brought to you by Pfizer. You know, you take this shot, your toe might fall off, your left toenail might fall out, your eye socket may get swollen, and you might lose the usage of your elbow. However, all things will be, you don't have none of that here. And the reason why we don't have that is because our covenant is vertical with the Lord God Almighty, first and foremost, and secondarily, directly with you, horizontal. Now, when you take a vertical bar and a horizontal bar, what does that make? That makes a cross. Look, Bobby said, it makes a T. Stay with me now, Waboito. So 877-616-2396 is the number to call. For those of you who are comfortable with conducting transactions of this sort online, you can go to afr.net. Our secure website for these purposes, our website generally, but we have a particular Sharathon page available for you where you can do your work online. 877-616-2396 is the number, or you can give securely online at afr.net. At this very moment, many of you, if not most of you, are making your transition from your part-time jobs where you generate an income to your full-time jobs where you cultivate an outcome. Outcome cultivation is our full-time jobs. Here's a perfect description for that, right? Your help and support provides a main line to allow us to continue to do the work that we do here through American Family Radio. The material resources that God provides for you are just that, material resources. They're not synonymous with your identity. They're not synonymous with the central focus of your life. They are a resource that God affords you to do your full-time job, which is outcome cultivation. The same thing applies to us. So as you are making your transition from your part-time jobs, generating your revenue, to your full-time jobs, I want to remind you that even when we're in the midst of, you know, trade talks, tariff or not to tariff, what goes on in your house is still more important than what goes on in the White House. One of the primary reasons for that is you are directly accountable to God for what is in your jurisdiction. I am directly accountable to God for what is directly within my jurisdiction. So as you're making your transition, endeavor with all your ability to make sure that your home is a sanctuary for the presence of God, to where our children learn the ways of the Lord through us and from us. That our children learn how to pray because they see daddy praying. Our children learn how to pray because they see mommy praying. Our children know what it's like to have lives of devotion and commitment to the Lord because they've seen it. One of the amazing things that happens when our children see authentic Christ following, it develops their discernment capacity to where they're able to say, I know that's not real because I've seen authentic Christ following in my father. I've seen authentic Christ following in my mother. I've seen authentic Christ following my grandfather. I've seen authentic Christ following my grandmother. It aids in the bolstering and the development of discernment. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. No. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Sheraton Central attendees are standing by to hear your voice, to hear your call. And having walked by there earlier today, I know even a lot more is going on there than just fielding calls. I've heard Sheraton Central praying happening, conversing happening, mutual encouragement transpiring. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. One verse stood out to me as I was preparing for today's show. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. This comes to us as, excuse me, the Apostle Paul and Barnabas were in Pisidian Antioch, and on the Sabbath, they attended synagogue, as was their custom. You know, Barnabas was a Levite, right? He was a Levite. Barnabas was not actually his real name. That's his nickname. His character and conduct earned him the nickname Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. You know, the Apostle Paul was a rabbi and also a Pharisee. And they attended synagogue on the Sabbath day. Upon arriving in the synagogue, the priests did their normal custom, read from the scroll, but then invited Paul. And brethren, if you have anything to share, welcomed Paul to share, in to which Paul responded by proclaiming, providing one of the most robust gospel presentations, including a historical analysis and apologetics all in one time. You have that presented in the synagogue. It you can contrast it with what Paul does in Acts 17 before the Stoic and Epicurean philosophers on Mars Hill. Two different audiences. Notice how Paul weaves the gospel in both circumstances. But then he comes to this one point, making a reference to a point in history to which all who were in the synagogue would have been able to bear witness to, as he was ultimately pointing to Christ. But he made this statement about David in Acts chapter 13, verse 36, in which he says, "For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption." The Apostle Paul used that historical fact to communicate from the truth of the Psalms that Yeshua, the Messiah, is superior, supreme to David. But even in making that gospel appeal based on this historical fact, he observed, "For David had served the purposes of God in his generation." That is the deepest desire of my heart for myself and for my children and for all the Lord's bride, that we would serve the Lord's purpose in our own generation. God, by his divine providence, by his divine sovereignty, his divine assignment, has assigned you and I to this day, to this age, to this generation. It's very easy to allow the things that surround us to consume us and to distract us. But I have one simple encouragement for you today, brothers and sisters, that you set your course to serve the purposes of God in your generation. There are lots of other things. I know we have ambition, we have life goals, all of these things, all of those things are important. They are necessary. But if our ambition is not submitted to the Lordship of Christ, who are we truly serving? The unfortunate reality is that many people profess to be Christ followers, but they really want Christ to follow them. They want the Lord to serve their purposes instead of it being the opposite way around. I would simply humbly suggest that we flip that appropriately, that we endeavor to serve the Lord's purposes in our times. That includes how we use the time he gives us, how we use the resources he places in our hands, how we navigate ourselves in the relationships that we have. Every aspect of our life is guided, guarded, and governed by the Lordship of Christ, all of Christ, for all of life. That is my challenge and my encouragement for you today. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. I need to say that more slowly. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online. The stewardship of our resources is a part of us serving God's purposes in our times. You know, I was on during Share-a-thon. I come on at 4 o'clock, so I'm on 2 hours during Share-a-thon. I know some of y'all are saying, if he could do 2 hours during Share-a-thon, I know what y'all are thinking. But I was talking about the fact that God is a generational God, and we had listener testimonies, and even Pastor Burt was on with me, and he talked about how, I mean, I was just so moved by his testimony that he learned that his grandmother had prayed that the Lord would raise up ministers of the gospel from her children and grandchildren. And then here he is as a pastor. You know, there was a young lady who gave a testimony that she'd been listening to AFR since she was 5 years old. You can never, you should not, let me say it this way, we should not underestimate what God does with our faithfulness. Some of you have, you know, saved, you're on a very thin budget, yet you say, you know what, I'm going to give this $5, this $30, this $20, this $100 that I have, because I want to make sure AFR is available. You know, I had no idea that the Lord would allow me to be on the radio, let alone this long. I've had the opportunity to have people say, you know, Abe, I've been listening to you since I was this age. That's amazing to me. And this is one of the things that's available to us to fight against the tide of, frankly, Satanism that's prevalent in our society. There was a testimony that came on in the previous hour where a man said he was introduced to AFR through his mother. And at one point, he asked his mother if she wanted him to turn AFR off. And his mother said, no, AFR is air purifier. What? That's amazing to consider. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. We are going to endeavor to weave as we navigate Share-a-thon in with some of the things that are transpiring all around our country. I'm going to reflect throughout the show on Acts 13:36, that we might serve the purposes of God in our generation. I ask myself this often. We have these conversations in my local church often. Man, what else are we living for? What else are we living for? Some of us are caring for loved ones. Man, I am right there with you. I'm right there with you. That we might serve the purposes of God in our generation. If our dials are not set on living for eternity and living from eternity. Notice I said both. Living for eternity and living from eternity. We are very, very likely undercutting what is available to us. Very likely. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Your gift may very well be, it will be a contribution to keeping AFR available for subsequent generations. I believe that is a laudable investment. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can make your gift, you can provide your support securely online by going to AFR.net, that is for American Family Radio, AFR.net. We have people standing by in Share-a-thon Central to field your call, to aid you with the process of putting your contribution in the coffers, 877-616-2396, or you can give online securely at AFR.net. There are Share-a-thon premiums available. We'll discuss them and describe them as we go throughout the show. For a one-time gift, $150 or more, there's a powerful book written by Stephen McDowell titled The Bible, Divine or Human, that's available to you if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, or for a great commission partner who joins at the level of $30 or more. You get the book by Stephen McDowell and this AFR embossed pad folio. If you're watching the show, you can see that I have one in my hands. It's quite snazzy. 877-616-2396.
Hey. After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at AFA.net.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Jesus, you can have it all. Man, I'm telling you. Once was blind, but now I see. The fact of the matter is, when you have been captured by the resurrected King of Glory, you transition away from merely giving offerings to becoming the offerings, to where your life declares. What that song just said, Jesus, you can have it all. You can have it all. Welcome back to day one of the Spring 2025 Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. In addition to making your gift, I would encourage you, and I know you all are doing this, but I would encourage you to make an additional effort to share AFR with your friends, family, and loved ones. There's so many people that are really captured by the deception that is prevalent in our age because they're addicted to information sources that frankly are addled by liars. we can try to play nice and say what it does. There are people who have a vested interest in deceiving the American populace. I mean, do I even need to go into, I had this story in my stack yesterday, but the New York Times offered its mea culpa, saying, oh my golly gee, Willikers, we hate to say it. It seems that Hunter Biden was operating as a foreign asset, you know, aiding other nations during his time in the White House. We have this letter from 2014 that shows Hunter Biden, while he's on the board at Burisma, using his position as the son of the vice president to communicate with the president of Italy about gaining favorable contracts for Burisma, which was a Ukrainian gas company. Now, if you've been listening to the Hamilton Corner and you've been listening to AFR, nothing about Hunter Biden operating on behalf of foreign nations is going to be a surprise to you. Oh, but the New York Times, in the year of our Lord 2025, has finally come to the place to realize, golly gee willikers, Bob, it looks like Hunter Biden was a foreign asset. Now, that wouldn't be a whole big deal except for, you know, I don't know, you had this thing called Special Counsel Bob Mueller, the Department of Justice literally using the FARA Act to prosecute Trump administration officials to search Rudy Giuliani's home. You literally had the intentional sealing protection of Hunter Biden away from the very thing you're using to prosecute other people. Influence peddling much? I mean, we actually have a physical letter that Hunter Biden wrote and literally explaining, yeah, there's some people from the Italian government I'm going to meet on Air Force 2 when I'm traveling with my dad. It's in the letter, Bobby. We'll meet these officials on Air Force 2, which is an official U.S. government plane because it contains the vice president at the time, Joe Biden. Oh, that's probably why when you saw Hunter Biden's pardon, it went back to, when did it go back? Oh, it was 11 years, wasn't it? kind of going all the way back to the time when Mr. Joseph Robinette was the vice president. Isn't that something? 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to make your Share-a-thon contribution. 877-616-2396 is that number, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is the number to call. You have a question? Uh-huh. At the exact same time period. It covers the time period. Bobby asked, isn't that the same time when Joe Biden was holding a billion-dollar loan guarantee? Which, by the way, you know where that loan guarantee came from, right? USAID. It was a USAID loan guarantee. But saying to Ukraine, you won't get this $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor. The prosecutor who was at the time investigating Burisma on the company upon which his son sat on the board. Uh-huh. Yet the New York Times wasn't trying to put any dots together until now, you see. Until now. You know, the New York Times story said this, quote, Hunter Biden sought assistance from the U.S. government for a potentially lucrative energy project in Italy while his father was vice president, according to newly released records and interviews. The records, which the Biden administration had withheld for years, indicate that Hunter Biden wrote at least one letter to the U.S. ambassador to Italy in 2016 seeking assistance for the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, where he was a board member. Guys, this is clear evidence of him being what our law would describe as a foreign agent, which requires foreign agent registration, which is the same statute that was used. Mm-hmm, I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna tell it to prosecute Trump administration members. Mm-hmm. I already told you it was used to get secured a search warrant against Rudy Giuliani. It was used to convict Paul Manafort. Remember him? Trump campaign manager. The statute that was used was the FARA Act. Communications like this with this clarity, and we've been doing this for a long time, is what we endeavor to make available when you call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I'm going to say it again. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to make your Share-a-thon contribution, or you can do so securely online at AFR.net. The New York Times continued, finally, now this is in 2025, y'all. Writing, quote, in the previously unpublished June 2016 letter on Burisma letterhead to the U.S. ambassador to Italy, Mr. Biden requested, quote, support and guidance, end quote, in arranging a meeting with an Italian official to resolve regulatory hurdles to the geothermal energy projects Burisma was pursuing in the Tuscany region. The letter requested help arranging a meeting between Burisma officials and Enrico Rossi, the president of the Tuscany regional government at the time, to introduce geothermal projects led by Burisma Group, to highlight their social and economic benefits for local communities and develop a common action plan that would lead to further development of the Tuscany region. The New York Times continues, quote, the letter references a trip on which Hunter Biden, as was his pattern, used official travel with his father to make these business connections. The letter mentions meeting a key ambassador on Air Force Two as he seeks assistance for his client, Burisma. Stop me when you are surprised. Cue my shocked face. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net, to which I again say, welcome to the party, New York Times. And I'm going to tell you what they're doing. I'm going to tell you what the New York Times are doing. You think they're invested in American people having truth and information? No. They are trying to cover themselves. They want to be able to say, see, we published a story on Hunter Biden's foreign advocacy. They leave out, we published a story in 2025. The same folks that kept the Hunter Biden laptop away from publication during the 2020 election are these same folks now that wanted to paint Hunter as this lovable drug addict. Not this vapid, ravenous hustler who used his connection to his father to peddle influence so he could have his crack rock-infused prostitution engagements. It's not just one, it's all of it. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. This is day one of Share-a-thon. For those who are new to AFR or new to the Hamilton Corner, we do this twice a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, where we make our appeals directly to you, because one of the things that we enjoy at American Family Radio is being independent. We don't have any corporate overlords. The only boss we are accountable to is the Lord and our supporters, because our commitment is directly to you. And in spite of social media's efforts to cancel us, this is why we started our own streaming service. We have our own network by God's grace. The Lord gave Brother Don Wildman the vision to have direct access to the American people through media without a corporate funnel to mute, edit what is said. And by God's grace, it has grown into what it is now, the American Family Radio Network. So that is what you are supporting when you call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. The number one more time is 877-616-2396. Well, today the White House, not the White House, the U.S. Supreme Court, they had the stove on. The burners were hot. They had the pan on. They had butter in the pan because they was cooking today. There was some cooking going on today. So, you remember that district court judge in Washington, D.C., old Boasberg? Boasberg got a nice little, you know what it is, you go to the family reunion, you have the aunt. Oh, you got so big, Johnny, but you still pat Johnny in the head to let Johnny know, but you're still a child. That's what the Supreme Court did to Boasberg today. Oh, Judge Boasberg, ain't he cute? Look at him. He's still got so big these days. But don't let the smooth taste fool you. There is a court and there is a Supreme Court. That's what they did. I ain't say this, y'all. That's what they said. I'm just translating what they said. I didn't do it. That's what they said. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court informed Judge Boasberg and the nation that Judge Boasberg, you don't have the authority to tell President Trump to turn the plane around, sir. The Alien Enemies Act can be utilized to transport illegal aliens to foreign nation. Now, to get down into the legalese a little bit, which I found interesting, the U.S. Supreme Court simply said, okay, illegal aliens, they have a right to judicial review and due process of law. However, they don't have the lawful authority to challenge the Alien Enemies Removal Act. And, by the way, whatever challenge they would offer would have to come by way of a writ of habeas corpus. It's a Latin phrase that just means to the body or send the body. It's an appeal to say that I'm unjustly, unlawfully being detained. And by the way, and now this is where this ruling is important, not just for the immediate impact of saying Judge Boasberg, you know, two simmers, one down. Now, have a seat, my man. But the court said that habeas petitions have to originate where the applicant or the petitioner is being confined or detained. And in this instance, the complainants were detained in Texas. So the proper venue for their claim is in Texas. Now, let me tell you why that's important. This is one of the first shots across the bow to say, this forum shopping, where you look for your favorite regressive justice in Washington, D.C., that's coming to an end right now. Because if you want to bring a claim like this, you have to bring it where the person is actually physically detained. In this instance, it's in Texas, which would have subjected them to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, not to the D.C. Circuit. So this could very well be an indication that the Supreme Court is ready to say, this whole practice of looking for your favorite regressive district court judge that is going to sit in their one courtroom and yet issue policy for the whole nation, we're going to put an end to that right about now. Now, on another note, which is quite curious, the decision was a 5-4 decision. So Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor to make this just a 5-4 decision. Now, Amy Coney Barrett joined only a portion of Justice Sonia Sotomayor's dissent, but she was a part of the four that were in the minority. I'm just letting y'all know. What's going on, Justice Amy Coney Barrett? And you can get down into the legalese of a lot of different things, but that's basically what it came down to. Where some were trying to say, well, you guys are acting like detainees don't have any rights. To which the majority says, well, we're saying they have rights, but they're limited to the habeas corpus. And if it's a habeas corpus action that was going to take place, what you doing filing that in D.C.? Y'all was in jail. Y'all was in custody in Texas. So get your boots and your hats on. And we're going to have a Cotton Eye Joe down in, where did they come from? Where did you go? You know what I'm saying? So that happened. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. That is the number to reach Share-a-thon Central, where you can make your gift. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, where you can make your gift, your pledge in any amount. I mentioned the Share-a-thon premium amount simply to convey to you what the amounts are to receive the thank you gift from us in response to your gift. But whatever you can afford, and one of the things that we always encourage, do not take away from your local church to give to AFR. Please support your local church first. Your local church should come first. But as God has enabled you and you have the wherewithal, we appreciate you coming alongside us and supporting us materially as well. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. Now, I told you guys the Supreme Court was cooking. Did I mention yet? No, I didn't mention this yet. You remember there was, well, you may not remember. Let me explain it. There was a district court judge in San Francisco. Another individual, United States District Court judge, because you have this notion called forum shopping where people file lawsuits. They want to find the venue that's most favorably disposed of themselves. And you had these nonprofit organizations that filed a lawsuit that temporarily, well, they filed a lawsuit to invalidate President Trump's plan to buy out federal employees or those who refuse to come back and work in person. You accept the buyout or you'll be terminated. Well, there are 16,000 employees that had been terminated as a result of what the Trump administration had implemented across six different agencies. Well, a nonprofit organization was amongst plaintiffs who sued to say President Trump can't fire them, just to cut right to the chase. In the 7-2 decision, the United States Supreme Court said, y'all can't stop President Trump's plan to fire these people because these nonprofit groups, you don't have a dog in a fight. You don't have standing to challenge this. Now, I'm not saying that the individual employees don't have standing, but you nonprofit groups who are the ones to whom the San Francisco judge said, yep, we're going to put a pause on President Trump's terminations. The U.S. Supreme Court said, me don't think so. We're going to go forward with this right now. And that's what the court ruled today. I told you the court was cooking today. And they were cooking. You're listening to the Hamilton Corner, Spring 2025, Share-a-thon Edition. 877-616-2396 is the number to call.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this Share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit
out? Welcome back to day one of the Spring 2025 Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. We're already in the last segment. Man, this time is flying by. I want to be clear about something that I mentioned about this San Francisco judge, his temporary pause on President Trump's termination of federal employees, because what they're seeking is to say, no, Trump, you can't fire these people. That's what they're trying to say. And so the pause on the implementation of the termination would have been a temporary thing. They had not reached the case on its merits. But what the Supreme Court ruled today is that in this temporary status, that the district court in San Francisco does not have the lawful authority to pause it because the people who asked for the pause did not have standing to require that pause. All right. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to give during Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net for a one-time gift of $150 just as a thank you from us to you. We will give you Stephen McDowell's book. I have it right here in my hand, The Bible, Divine or Human. Stephen McDowell is the president and co-founder of the Providence Foundation. This book is an amazing resource. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll get The Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell. Or if you become a Great Commission Partner, a Great Commission Partner is a person who supports AFR's ministry on a monthly basis. And if you become a Great Commission Partner at the $30 a month level or higher, you will get, as a thank you from us, both the Stephen McDowell book, the Bible, Divine or Human, and the AFR embossed pad folio. Holding both of them in my hand right now, if you're watching the show, this is available to you just as a thank you from us to you. And I wanted you to be aware of that. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. One of the things that I enjoy doing Share-a-thon is to be able to hear testimony from listeners all over the country who support the work of AFR, who tune into the programming. And I want to share one of those listener testimonies with you now. Let's listen to one of the testimonies. Go, Bobby.
I've been listening to American Family Radio since around 1997. I have enjoyed it so much. Every morning I turn on my radio and listen to AFR. I laugh with JJ and John. I love to hear about their families. When I'm walking outside, I have my AFR app and I listen to it three or four times a day outside. Sometimes when I have trouble sleeping, I turn my radio on and AFR keeps me company during the night. So I'm so thankful to Don Wildman, what he started, and so thankful that his family is continuing his legacy. I'm praying for blessings for AFR, for all of your employees, and thank you so much for everything that you have helped me go through, and just thankful that God has seen to bless you as he has and continue to do that.
Wow. Since 1997, she's been tuning in. That's amazing, amazing to consider. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to support AFR during the Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396 is the number, or you can give securely online by going to AFR.net. That is AFR.net. That is where you can make your gift, AFR.net, or by calling 877-616-2396. We have people in Share-a-thon Central right now until 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So you have about 13 minutes and 50 seconds to get a live person. We'll continue the Share-a-thon until Thursday. So it'll be today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And we'll conclude the Spring Share-a-thon on Thursday. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. All right. I want to address very briefly this notion. I saw there was a little bit of kerfuffle concerning Elon Musk's departure from the Department of Government Efficiency. And you have, not surprising, you have the talking snake media. You have Goebbels, Inc. working overtime to say, oh, there's a rift between Elon Musk and Trump. And, you know, grown folks can have disagreements, whatever that may be. But efforts to read into Elon Musk announcing that he will be leaving Doge are just completely overblown. Why is that? Because when Elon Musk began, he began as what's called a special government employee, which means a person who can play a role in serving the government who is not being paid. Okay? The law only allows them to do so for 130 days. Okay? So Elon Musk is slated to end his term as the head of Doge as of May 30th. All right, that's 130 days after President Trump's inauguration. There's nothing more or nothing less to see here with that, guys. That's it. That's just the bottom line. Our law only allows you to volunteer in an official capacity for 130 days at a time. Now, one of the major things that's not going to change is that Elon Musk made sure that his army of Dogers were put into place. And many people thought it would just be like 20-somethings in their basement with their laptops, and you only were able to find out, oh, snap, you're talking about, oh, billionaires in their own right. You know, company owners in their own rights who are taking time away from their own companies to serve our nation through Doge. Like the gentleman who I played his clip, Andres Gracias, who showed how illegal aliens were given instant Social Security numbers without interviews. A lot of people didn't know this guy was a Democrat. And he said, if I didn't see this with my own two eyes, I never would have believed it. These guys, the team, the Doge team is already in place. So all that's going to happen is Elon Musk will no longer be the figurehead. Now, here's one of the things that I would say is a benefit. Elon Musk is a high-profile figure. One of the main rules from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and if you read the book in which Saul Alinsky gives an overthrow acknowledgement to Satan, or who he did, Lucifer, the first radical, you want to isolate and demonize your political opponent. It's easier to do that with someone as high a profile as Elon Musk. It's a lot harder to do with Andres Gracias and, you know, Stephen Shepard. And these folks, I say their names, no one knows who they are. They're able to more quietly go forward in getting the job done. So those who want to try to be messy and try to say, oh, Elon Musk is leaving Doge, that's evidence of a rift between Trump and Elon Musk, that's just mess. Now, I'm not saying they can't have a rift, they can't have disagreements on other points, but to use his Elon Musk stepping down from Doge as evidence of it, it's just ignorance. All special government employees can only be in their roles for 130 days. That's it. That's it. 877-616 is the number to call. 877-616 is the number to call to make your contribution to the Spring 2025 Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at afr.net. While we have time, I want to get into one more listener testimony just to share with you some of the things we get to hear about in terms of how AFR is impacting people at home. Go.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing. Looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that, but I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Wow, when I hear testimonies like that, it is sobering, it's humbling, You know, it, wow. By God's grace, man, we want to be this type of resource for our country. And when you support us during Share-a-thon, that's what you're a part of, guys. That is what you're a part of. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. I mean, his brother said the only thing he would look forward to. Over the years, it's amazing just to see how a community has sprung during this show, just having commentators. And I've known some folks to get together in real life, real friendships have developed through this. And this really is, it gives you a down payment, so to speak, a little sampling of what we'll get to enjoy in eternity. Wow. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Thank you to one of the commentators. Let me give a shout out. LA helped me. I mispronounced Mr. Gracias' name. It's Antonio Gracias. I'm sorry for that mispronunciation. Thank you for that correction. I greatly appreciate that. Antonio Gracias. He's one of several different, you know, billionaires and company owners that are working as a part of Doge because they view this literally as an opportunity to serve our country. That's amazing. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. It's amazing seeing like the courts act in the way that they acted today. And even the case where they, you know, patted Judge Boasberg on the head, reading the dissents and the concurring opinions. You know, Justice Kavanaugh wrote a concurring opinion, you know, which he says, you know, quote, the only question is where that judicial, well, I'll start at the beginning. He says, quote, I agree with the court's per curiam opinion. Importantly, as the court stresses, the court's disagreement with the dissenters is not over whether the detainees received judicial review of their transfers. All nine members of the court agree that judicial review is available. The only question is where that judicial review should occur. That venue question turns on whether these transfer claims belong in habeas corpus proceedings or instead may be brought under the Administrative Procedure Act. I agree with the court's analysis that the claims must be brought in habeas corpus. End quote. It's not a big deal, man. It's not hard if we don't want it to be hard. It's only hard if we want to make it hard. It's only hard if we want to make it hard. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have about 5.5 minutes left for day one of the Share-a-thon. I know some people like to make their contributions on day one. Well, you have about 5 minutes and some change to do so while we're live on the air. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to make your gift, or you can give online at AFR.net. AFR.net, you can do so securely without fear of hackers getting involved. By God's grace, we have the wherewithal to have our own servers. If you come to take a tour of the facility, you'll walk past. You won't get to go in there, but you get to see the server room. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. People are standing by in Share-a-thon Central. I don't know what Jeff is doing. I see the camera. He got his face on the screen. Look at him over there, Bobby. I don't know what he's doing. He's looking at himself. Admiring himself, it seems, is going on over there. 877-616-2396 is the number. He can't hear us right now. Is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. AFR.net is the number for you. Sorry, is the website where you can go to give securely online. To become a great commission partner, I know I've talked about the Share-a-thon Premium. That's one of the best ways that you can support our work because it enables our accounting department to budget appropriately. If you sign up to become a monthly supporter of any amount, the $30 threshold is not a minimum to be a great commission partner. You can be a great commission partner at any amount. If you want to be a $5 a month great commission partner, a $10 a month great commission partner, a $100 a month great commission partner, whatever God has graced you to be able to afford, that you're able to do so, you would be a great commission partner. One of the great benefits that's available to you is that you get access to our stream service, the online streaming service we have at AFA. That's available to you, stream.afa.net. That will be available to you. In addition to, if you are at the $30 a month level, then we would offer as just an expression of our thanks. It's not a purchase or anything. We're just saying thank you as an appreciation, expression of appreciation for your material support for the ministry here. You would get Stephen McDowell's The Bible, Divine or Human, or you'll get an AFR embossed padfolio, which I said was snazzy earlier, and Bobby seemed to take a great enjoyment at my employment of the term schnazzy. I don't know what's so funny, but that's what he said. You know, he found it very, very hilarious. He even invited J-Mac to join him with the laughter. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have a host of other things that are available to you as well, but I'm going to share those with you tomorrow. Our print magazine is available. We have a lot of different offerings that are available. There are some things coming in Hopper. I was a part of a recording earlier this month that'll be available exclusively on our streaming service. You don't want to miss out on those things, but we'll explain them in more detail going forward. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at afr.net. I'll give you guys a little sneak peek into something. When we come on tomorrow, I will come on at 4 p.m. I'll continue on through my normal hour, but I'll be joined by Bishop E.W. Jackson. We'll be on tomorrow together, as well as Pastor Bert Harper, starting at 4 o'clock. Then I will continue in my normal slot, piloting solo behind the mic during the Hamilton Corner Hour. But Share-a-thon 2025 is in full swing. It is because of the prayer and the support of people just like you that we have unfettered direct access to be able to stand flat-footed, 10 toes down, and proclaim the truth. It's heartening to see supporters from New York, New York. You heard the testimony. A brother in Long Beach. I believe that was Long Beach, California. We have those in Texas and New Mexico even. All across our great nation that are joining the ranks of the AFR supporters. There is room for you on the team as well. Simply call 877-616-2396 to make your gift. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net. Until tomorrow, by God's grace, we will be back. You all make it a great evening. Light up the darkness where you are.